NASA selected Eileen Collins for the space program in 1990, and she became an astronaut in July of 91. Collins became the first female shuttle pilot during Discovery's 1995 mission. She served as a pilot again for Shuttle Atlantis in 1997. 2 years later, she became the first female shuttle commander during Columbia's mission. Her final journey into space came in 2005 as commander on Discovery. That mission, referred to as Return to Flight, marked the first space trip since Columbia broke apart on February 1, 2003, as it returned to Earth. Collins recalls watching NASA TV with her young son on that morning. She knew something was wrong when the crew of seven stopped answering radio calls from Mission Control.
Started changing channels, and I found a major news station showed burning debris across the sky. So seven astronauts gone, and our space shuttle Columbia gone. How could that have happened? So that day, NASA put together an accident board, and the physical cause of the accident was the presence of a hole. So this hole was about 4 to 6 inches, and it was underneath the left wing, kind of on the leading edge underneath, where the crew couldn't see it. So nobody knew that that damage was there.
A piece of foam had fallen off the fuel tank during the launch and struck the wing. Beyond the physical cause, another finding in the accident report struck Collins especially hard. Investigators cited a broken safety culture at NASA. But in the 2.5-year span between the Columbia disaster and her final shuttle mission, Collins learned lessons of leadership, beginning with being an active listener.
After the accident, one of our managers changed the way he held meetings, because the accident board blamed the silent safety culture that sat along the wall in meetings and wouldn't speak up. This manager said, "We're not going to operate that way. If you're coming into my meeting, you have to say something. And when the meeting's over, if I haven't heard from you, I'm going to call on you, because you are important. Whether you've been here for 1 month or 10 years, you are important."
Collins continued with humility and creativity as the other lessons learned, as she recounted an exchange at one of the NASA safety meetings.
So this young engineer presented his idea in a meeting, and he said, "When the shuttle comes up from below and stops at 600 feet before you do your fly-up, why don't you pitch around the shuttle, do a 360 pitch around, expose the shuttle's bottom side, the tiles and the heat shield, to the crew on the space station. They can take pictures, digital photos, and downlink those, and we can look at those and see if there's any damage." And somebody said, "You can't do that. There's a flight rule that says the astronauts can't lose sight of the target. And if they flip around, they're going to lose sight of the target." And so then they start, "Well, wow, we wrote the flight rule. We can rewrite the flight rule. We can write an exception to it." But you know what my thought was? I sat there going, "You know, that's a great idea. Why didn't I think of that?" So we, along with the rendezvous section, wrote a procedure. We practiced it in the simulator, and every flight since then has used this maneuver called the RPM, rendezvous pitch around maneuver. Strap in, run the checklist, watch the clock count down. The main engine's light, T-minus 6.5 seconds. When the main engines are up to speed, the booster's light, and we're off the pad. Finally got the shuttle back in space again after 2.5 years.
Collins shared video and photographs from her final mission. She joked that the best training for being a shuttle commander is to be a parent. Things have definitely changed since that 2005 mission. NASA's shuttle program ended in 2011. The International Space Station has doubled in size. And then there's space tourism, which Collins thinks will be successful.
Having been up there, the human side of just being in microgravity as well as looking back at the Earth is the funnest thing to do, is put your face up against the window and stretch out your arms while you're looking down at the planet, and you feel like a Greek god flying over the planet. It's pretty cool. A lot of people think that the astronaut program is over. It's not. The space shuttle stopped flying 6 years ago, but now our astronauts go to Russia. They train in Russia, and they launch on the Soyuz, and they return on the Soyuz, while the United States builds the replacement for the shuttle, which we are still building.
Collins says NASA has a plan to land people on Mars in 2033. Biggest limits, though, according to Collins, the expense and keeping people alive once they get there. I'm Mike Foley, WCBE News.